Instead, I want to talk to Neil Witherow, who is... who I'm going to be joining, but who is organising the Palace Fans Walk 2012.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really organising it. It's the wife and Michelle, e-girl on the BBS, that, okay, so that do all the hard work. I just get landed with the navigation because, obviously, you know, it's a boy thing.
Careful. Considering,
yeah.
Right. So Neil is in charge of navigation,
yes,
and also publicity for this today.
Yes.
What's the background?
The background. Well, I think it all started 2 years ago when a lady called Janine Blasey wanted to do a walk for her friend John, who'd been treated for cancer at Royal Marsden. So she got the idea of doing a walk up with a couple of the websites, people from that, to walk to Brighton, and which they did. Unfortunately, I'd love to have done it, but we had a family christening on the Sunday, so there was no way I was getting out of that, unfortunately. So we sort of said, well, if they do it next year, we'll do it. And the next year, it was my suggestion, actually, that we walk around the London clubs, all the clubs with the London postcode, which is what we did. 26 miles a day, which was like two marathons walking, and we had a few more people join us. I think it was 8 people that did the first walk, and then there was 14 last year, and we're up to nearly 20 this year, I think. So yeah, this year it was a decision about what to do, because obviously we could have walked back to Brighton because they've got a new ground and it's somewhere slightly different, but the feeling was we'd done that. The London clubs, which was my idea because I'm an anorak and like love going to club grounds and things like that, so the sort of consensus was we'd either walk to, we wanted to do something for Jeff Thomas Foundation, which is now part of leukemia and lymphoma research, because previously we'd done the Royal Marsden and the Pulmonary Heart Association. I think I've got that wrong, but never mind.
Okay,
so Pulmonary Disease Association.
Different.
Doesn't sound right either.
Different charity.
Yeah, we did.
Time
last year it was split between the Marsden again and the Pulmonary Heart Disease. I'm going to get this wrong. I should have rehearsed.
So it's research in that field.
Yes, research in that field. Yes. We should have. Yeah, we did it split between those charities last year, because one of the walkers who completed the first walk to Brighton, a guy called Little Al Dean, also on the BBS and quite prominent on the Brighton forum, I believe, the North Stand chat, so he managed to raise quite a bit from that end as well, for the Brighton walk. It was his father, and his mum acts as one of our support drivers as well. His father passed away from that disease a few years ago, so we were keen to do something for him. And Joyce, Al's mum, is joining us as one of the support drivers, as is Barbara. Barbara 4003 on the BBS. John Gibson, who's Sue's dad, very, very valuable, as you'll find out next week.
Well, I mean, you know, I've seen and followed the publicity for the previous two walks, and then I thought, oh, I actually wanted to do the London one, but same as you, something's come up at the end of last season and not been able to get involved with it, and it's popped up again this year, and I thought, right, yeah, I'm putting my name down. Yeah. You know, the dates are booked off work because we're starting on the Friday, and it's happening, basically. And in a moment of semi-madness, I thought, right, I'm down for this. And some of this lot have been mocking me recently. The training hasn't actually, in a single walk, got into double figures yet.
That's right. The thing about the training is people sort of slag us off. Why do you need to train for a walk? No, walking is putting one foot after another. And okay, we've got to do 33 miles on the first day, which is a bit of a slog this time, because we need to get to Reading for kickoff, which is the whole sort of the thing that makes it slightly different this time. So we've got a shorter walk on the second day, but the longest we've ever done on the first day, 33 miles. I don't think any of us have ever walked that distance before, possibly except Stuart, who's a marathon runner and all sorts of weird and wonderful things. He's the first man ever to do a marathon on all 8 continents. A guy called Stuart Driver is a Palace fan. He's currently battling with the Guinness Book of Records to acknowledge that fact, but he's a good lad, so he's doing it with us. So probably apart from him, he's probably the only one that's ever covered that sort of distance before. A lot of us have done the 26 miles last year, twice, but It's going to be interesting. That extra 7-odd miles is going to be very interesting, because I know what we were like at the end of both the days last time. It was literally, it was difficult to put one foot in front of the other. But yeah, I mean...
So, yeah, I mean, that's been a bit of a challenge. I mean, I was raising money during November last year. Uh-huh. And, you know...
It's growing a moustache.
Yes, the challenge is very different. It's much more of a psychological, and putting your face out in public looking unusual.
Well, you'd be surprised about the psychology of this one, because one thing about the training, it's not necessarily about getting yourself fit to walk. It's about getting this thing right, your brain right, into the mentality of actually spending a whole day doing nothing but walking.
Mm. I'm quite excited by... I'm a geographer, so I'm quite excited about...
You're a what?
A geographer.
A geographer.
Not particularly by trade, but by education, by degree. So
geography.
I like maps and things like that. So the idea of passing...
cartography.
Like geography.
Oh, but I thought maps is cartography.
You're getting technical. But I'm sadly quite excited by the prospect of passing through different London suburbs.
Uh-huh.
And I've got it in my head that I'm going to take a picture of the signs that say, "Welcome to Kingston-upon-Thames, welcome to Staines." You know, the lovely places that we're going. I want little snapshots of each of those as we pass
through. You really know those two, haven't you?
Because, you know, we are going...
You're now leaving Croydon.
Well, actually, I read out our route last week in the fashion of a train announcer.
Really?
All of the little places you said we were going to go through.
Oh, right,
yes,
okay.
I ran through. And there really are some charming places, aren't there, that we're going to see.
Yeah, there's nice ones. Englefield Green.
Yeah, Colliers
Wood.
Just
the main road, basically.
Yeah.
Colliers Wood, yeah.
Well. So that kind of enthralls me. That's my sort of marker points to keep going, you know.
Me being an anorak, I'm more excited about which grounds we're going to pass on the route. Okay.
And there's going to be some of the smaller grounds?
We'll go past Rains Park Vale. We'll see that just in the distance across the field. AFC Wimbledon, Kingstonian, as it should probably be known, where AFC Wimbledon play. We'll go right past the entrance to their ground, so we might have to have a little cheeky photo there. Spelthorne Sports in the Cocos, first Division 1. God, look at all these excited faces. we're passing a few, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, obviously ending up at Reading, hopefully.
I think psychologically I'm there. I think I've...
Yeah, it'll be fine.
You know, you just walk, switch
off. The worst thing last year when I found was I ended up between QPR and Fulham, which isn't a great distance, I sort of ended up on my own for a little while. And the mind does start playing tricks with you then. Like, it's really like you're walking, thinking, everybody else is suffering from blisters. I was really lucky last year, I didn't get anything. So, and I was just walking, I think, like, and it was really, really raining on the Sunday. It was really horrible, because we're hoping we get better weather this year, but it's April, so who knows. And I was just walking through down one of the back streets of Hammersmith there, thinking, what the hell am I doing? Really, you know, and it was like, I was perfectly fine to walk, I wasn't aching. It was just like my brain had gone. I had no incentive to do it anymore. So I went in the off licence, got myself a bottle of spirit and chugged that. It's all right, didn't it? Not all of it, just a few nips.
Just a little perk up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I am very much looking forward to it. The easiest way for people to find out a bit more information, if you're a user of the BBS, cpfc.org, there is a thread on there. Homesdale.net?
There's a big thing on the Homesdale. In fact, what happened was when it got put on there, another one of our support people, Cheryl, put a thread on there. We had loads of people join us from there, and I don't think these walks have ever been put on there before. I'm not quite sure why, but yeah, we're looking forward to having some new people. There's some people from the Fitter Fans thing, which I've been a member of, that are coming along as well. So we've got a good old mix this time.
Okay, and also if you go to the Palace Radio website, www.palaceradio.net, you can see a link to the Just Giving page on there, a little picture of you guys. Is that from last year?
That's from last year.
Yeah,
yes.
Last year. Yeah. And basically, that's the quickest way to link through. And please do support us. It's a great cause,
yeah.
Jeff Thomas Foundation. And, you know, it's obviously going to be a lot harder for me than simply growing the facial hair that I have in abundance.
Yes.
So
What happened to it, just out of interest?
The moustache?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Did I
Did you sort of
take
it off and keep it in a little...
For your mum or something? Like, it ran off on its own.
There was the thought that I would sort of shave it off and try and keep it together, maybe attach it to some sellotape and post it to some unsuspecting lady, one of those in here, for example.
How would that know it was you? Oh, never mind.
Do anything so weird.
But unfortunately, that the final night of November was when we beat Man U in the Carling Cup.
Okay.
And I was in a bar, slightly the worst for wear, in London Bridge. I went home with moustache intact, but when I woke up the next morning, I had quite important meetings to attend, and I wasn't feeling too great. And the sort of final shots of me shaving it off in stage by stage aren't a pretty sight.
Oh.
And then I had a bit of a moment in one of the meetings that morning as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wasn't good.
Oh, dear.
So, you know.
Sounds like a great story. You'd be very coy.
I don't want to give away where I was, who I was working for. Or
still Piers Morgan on there. Yeah. Come on, you really want to tell us about it, do you? How did you feel after?
I felt terrible. Anyway, so no, I didn't end up shaving it off in one piece and posting it, but I had considered that.
That's awful.
I saw you about midway through the whole exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of look of a 70s porn star about you.
It was an unusual feeling wandering around like that. But so this time, no moustache, and I fully expect to traumatise my feet like they've never known pain before.
Well, we do have a nurse on board, so she's a qualified nurse. Hello, there's Bill, look. Bill suddenly popped up at the window at the mention of a nurse.
You do get male nurses too.
Yeah, because a male nurse, Bill.
Jen's definitely not a male nurse.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no. But she doesn't wear uniform, Bill, so you can sit back down again.
He's gone.
If it's
goodness knows where.
If it's anything,
oh, he's back. There he is.
If it's anything like this, it could well be a carry-on style couple of days. And I love the idea that we're hopefully, if you do your 33 miles in day one and you reach Bracknell in time, you get to...
Oh, Bracknell Town. I forgot about Bracknell Town.
Okay, you get another ground.
Yeah.
You get to have a fish and chip buffet, or you can eat buffet, and then some sleep.
Yeah, apparently there's meat pies and roast chicken on it as well.
That is an incentive.
No, I'm going for the big skrill.
Right, okay. That's an incentive, though, to get fed and have some sleep.
Yeah. Where we stayed last time was another one of the same sort of chain, Brewer's Fair chain, and they were really, really good to us there. And they really looked after us, so we're hoping that Bracknell have got a lot to live up to Enfield Locks Brewer's Fair.
More of the same.
Oh, how exciting does that sound?
It's all for a fantastic cause. Find all the links on our website, www.palaceradio.net. And follow us on Twitter while we're doing it all as well. What's the Twitter address, Neil, off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head. That's brilliant. I think it's CPFC Fans Walk.
You're right, it is, yeah. At CPFC Fans Walk.
Yes, because last year it was at Fans Walk London. But obviously we've lost all the followers from that because we started a new one. We thought, last year we had no idea we were going to do it again this year, and then we did, so we created one that we can use.
It's generic.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. So,
which means we won't do it ever again, probably, but there we go.
A fantastic cause. Neil, we will let you go, because it's you're busy today. What are you doing? You're here early.
Yeah. I'm sort of dressed up as well. But
you are. You're very smart.
Yeah, it's not because you said you have four ladies in here.
Oh, I see.
No, we're going... Yeah. It's for Bill. It's all for Bill. It's very distracting when you can see him, isn't it? Whenever I've been sat down there, you can't see him. But, I'm in executive box today because as part of the Fitter fans, they got their two-year contract renewed or whatever it was with the Croydon Council, so they're having a bit of a celebration in the box. And seeing as I've lost a bit of weight, they invited me up there, 4 stone since I joined. It was a very good programme.
Yes, no, it's very noticeable, and congratulations. Yeah. And
you're fine.
Looking very dapper. Yeah. I hide it well.
You do?
Yeah.
But I didn't.
But fantastic, and looking very smart. Enjoy your day in the box with
Thank
all
you.
The Fitter fans, and you'll be leading the pace on Friday then.
I doubt it.
Oh, by the way, what time do I have to be here for the start?
7 o'clock.
What, in the morning?
Yeah. Whoa.
Not in the evening. Yes.
Bill, he said 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
7. Okay.
Oh, Bill's not coming to take our photos anymore. He's just.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Okay, there you go. Well, that's going to be...
Not even in the nurse, Bill, no?
I think people should sponsor me purely because it means I've got to be out of bed before 8.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Well, I'm going to have to Friday.
Do you need picking up?
No, I've actually said it's about a 2-mile walk from mine to here, so I'm going to add that onto the start of the 45.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to regret
Might
that.
Just
well.
Get a taxi to here.
We
Come
can
on.
Pick you up.
No, I don't want... I'll need to wake up. That's what the walk is for.
Well, that's what the photos for the press are for beforehand.
Miles to wake up.
Yeah. No, I'm not awake. I'm not awake yet today, and I've walked that walk and sat here for an hour. No, I'll be fine. I will see you here at 7.
7. Well,
in time for my press shots. Oh yeah.
Yeah. it's not all about you. But yeah, we were leaving at 7:30 sharp. Because last year, unfortunately, one of the chaps got involved in a car accident. And we were all waiting around for him. It's somebody we didn't know, so we were all waiting around for him, and he didn't turn up. So we were sort of like hanging on. But this time, because we've got to get really to Bracknell before sundown. We have to leave at 7:30 sharp.
You don't want to be hanging around Bracknell when the sun's gone down.
They say it changes when the sun goes down.
Yes. Right, Neil, thank you very much for joining us. Everyone, keep your eyes peeled for more news on the Palace Fans Walk 2012 as we set off on Friday and hopefully arrive at the Majeski Stadium on Saturday afternoon in time for kickoff. Yep. All in aid of the Geoff Thomas Foundation.